Out of this fact that on one hand you have constants, the elementary, and on the other hand these historically determined variables, this subject of comparative mythology has two quite contrasting aspects. One, the psychological, which has to do with the constants, and the other, the anthropological, ethnological, historical, which has to do with the variants. And a good deal of the argument that goes on in this field, and there is a great deal, you may be sure, derives from the fact that these are two contrary positions dealing with two aspects of the single problem. It is a large question, the psychological, a very deep question. It has to do with the structure of the human nervous system and the constants, you might say, in human character. I was very much interested some years ago to find that in India also these two aspects of the subject have been recognized. The provincial aspects are called Deshi, D-E-S-H-I, long I. And the word simply means provincial or local. The elementary is known as Marga, M-A-R-G-A with a long A, which means path. The path to one's inward life, one's inward mystery and being and truth. Now the word Marga comes from a Sanskrit root, mrig, which has to do with the following the trail of an animal. It's as though the motifs of mythology were the footsteps of a guide that guides you to your own depth. And out of this we come to a very interesting realization. These archetypal or elementary forms are incorporated in the mythologies of all traditional peoples. The societies are grounded on these mythological structures. For example, the society of the Middle Ages, of the medieval period, was grounded on the myth of the fall and redemption. Redemption by way of the Savior's death on the cross, his love for mankind, and the carriage of the grace of this redemption through the sacraments of the church. And the whole society was established, you might say, around the sanctuary of the cathedral. The society carries within it, within its structure, within its forms, when it is a traditionally grounded, mythologically grounded society, symbols that awake potencies or potentialities in the human psyche. A mythological symbol is an energy-evoking and directing sign. It strikes you as an artwork does immediately. It evokes a response. If the symbol has to be interpreted verbally, intellectually, it has lost its power already. And some other symbol is working, which is as yet unknown. One can see this kind of thing happening when a mythology suddenly is born and overtakes an earlier mythology, the sort of thing that happened with Islam in the 7th century, when within 100 years the religion of Islam took and has held ever since the whole of the Near East and north of India. The society that is based on mythologies and mythological symbols, symbols which speak very deeply to the spontaneous wells of the human spirit, engages its members very deeply in its tasks. One does not ask for explanations. One does not ask for justifications. One is immediately involved. That's the first function now, engaging the individual in the life of the world by way of his participation in these symbols. It doesn't matter then whether they are interpreted concretely, historically, whether the virgin birth actually took place, whether the Jews actually walked through the waters of the Red Sea and then of the Jordan. These are mythological symbols of passages from obscurity and depths to historical action in the world.